takes what I like.
You stare at the faces smiling from somewhere. would burn the world to bring some heat to you. I would burn the world to bring some heat to you. I would burn the world to bring some heat.
The way you held my face, I swear I softened for the very first time in my life. Fist unclenched and my guard started dropping. We kissed quick before you pulled me inside. The next morning I looked in the mirror, saw a woman I had never met. She looked hopeful, even sort of pitiful, like she forgot nothing is a given. Nothing is a given.
So hit me.
Y'all, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and this is Second Rodeo. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to be back in the studio. I feel like my little summer every other week has been a nice kind of break, but I'm missing the consistency of being here every single week, and I'm feeling a little bit less creative with my playlist because it comes out of nowhere every 2 weeks. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to get ready. And I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm hoping that I'll be back on a weekly schedule. You'll get to hear from me much more frequently, but I'm very happy to be here. We started off the show today with a little Tame Impala. That was New Person, Same Old Mistakes. Right after that, we had Hozier with Hymn to Virgil, which I personally think is an incredibly underappreciated song by him. And that makes sense, I guess, a little bit, because he did several kind of re-releases of the Unreal Unearth album. And not everyone has time to listen to all the iterations of everything, but I really recommend listening to that extended album whenever you can. Make some time for it. That song, personally, I think is one of the best on the album, and it's not even on the original album. So, once again, that was Hymn to Virgil. Can't recommend enough. Go listen to everything that Hozier does. I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. And right after that, we had another go listen to everything that they do artist, in my opinion. And that's Hayley Williams. That was Hard off of Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. Definitely one of my, I don't know, maybe favorite albums ever. Like, that album really crept up on me. I listened to it the first time and it wasn't an instant hit for me. Like, I liked the songs a lot. I really enjoyed the listen, but it took me some time to really warm up. And now she's got her hooks in. She's going nowhere. So that, again, was Hard off of that album. And once again, go listen to that whole album. Go listen to everything that Hayley does. And I think you'll be better for it. That's my personal recommendation. I have a little bit of a kind of random assortment of things today. I just had my birthday. It was my 30th birthday. And I'm already kind of a very sentimental birthday person, but obviously a milestone birthday will kind of put you in your feels. So putting on some of my old favorites, new favorites, whatever I'm feeling. I mean, it's my show after all, but birthdays, that means it's really my show. So we got a little electric feel coming up for you next. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on 91.5.
give me a path to follow, and I'll tread any dangerous road. I will beg and I'll steal, I will borrow, if I can make, if I can make your heart my home. Throw me to the water, I don't care how deep or shallow, because my heart can pound like thunder, and your love can send me free. Get it right now. Can I get it right now?
Should be all the time. The drink you spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting home. The drink you spill all over me. Lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting home.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to Second Rodeo. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and we just heard from Lord. That was Ribs. That is one of my all-time favorite songs, forever and ever. That came out in 2013, which was either, depending on the time of year, either my end of my junior year of high school or beginning of my senior year. And y'all know that time of your life is just, ooh, it is intense no matter what is going on. And I feel like the stuff that you're listening to at that point is just going to be forever ingrained in your brain. And with this one, I'm not so mad about that, to be honest. I love Lord. I will always love Lord. That album, her first, is just so iconic and has so many incredible songs, and I just feel like her lyrics on that album are so strong and so just meaningful. Is like, she was kind of, we're around the same age, and so I've always felt like we're kind of moving through things in a parallel, in whatever way you really can, with someone from New Zealand who's incredibly famous. But I've always felt very seen by her music, and this was kind of the start of that. So that was Ribs by Lord. Right before that, we had Adele with Can I Get It. That is off of her album 30. She always names her albums the age that, actually, I don't know if it's the age that she wrote them or the age that she is when they come out, but she has 30, she has 25, she has 21. Those are pretty significant ages, so this felt very fitting for my 30th birthday that I play an album off of 30, and I just love that song. It's so fun. And right before that, we had MGMT. That was Electric Feel. That is off of their album, Oracular Spectacular, which is such a fun name. And I just always feel so good when I'm listening to that song. It's so groovy. It's so fun. And it always makes me think of when they performed at Coachella and Kid Cudi came out on stage and was just dancing and vibing and grooving, probably on like a lot of substances at the time. But I feel like the way that he dances to that song is how everybody wants to dance, and it's just such a vibe. I definitely, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch that on YouTube. I definitely always think about that whenever I hear that song. And we're gonna do a little bit of a shift. We're gonna drop an octave or two. And we're gonna go with some Brandi Carlile coming up next. This song is literally called Tragedy, so if that gives you any indication of the vibe that we're changing over to, now you know. But if there's anything that you want to hear, you can give me a shout at 855-915-9636 or jump in that DJ chat. Let me know what you want to hear. This is Tragedy by Brandi Carlile. Keep it locked.
Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. Keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain. Set me free, leave me be. I don't want to fall another moment into your gravity. Here I stand so tall, just the way I'm supposed to be, but you're on to me and all over me. Oh, you loved me 'cause I'm fragile, but I thought that I was strong. Touch me for a little while, and all my fragile strength is gone. Set me free, leave me be. I don't wanna fall another moment into your gravity. Here I am, and I stand so takes too long. Stars.
So I can't look at the stars.
Welcome back. You are listening to Second Rodeo. I am your host, DJ Spud. I almost feel like that song, you kind of have to take a moment of silence after. It kind of feels wrong to be taking up the same space after that song. So we're going to give it just like one quick second. We're all just going to, there's background music, but like, you know what I mean? We're just going to take one moment. And there it is. In honor of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, that song is Stars. It is truly so incredible. Her vocals on that are just unmatched. And I mean, I say that actually after having played two other songs where the vocals are just also unmatched. So once again, that was Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. That song is Stars. Right before that, we had Sarah Bareilles with Gravity. I mean, what is there to say about Sarah Bareilles' Gravity? Other than a really embarrassing fact about me that I did audition for an a cappella group when I was in college and I sang that song. And I think we can all, I think we can all just glean what the result of that was, because who did I think I was singing that song auditioning for college a cappella? Clearly I did not get in. It's fine. Obviously I'm over it. I found my bliss in college radio. I'm not meant to be a performer in that way, and that is okay. But I did sing that song for my audition, and I think that they were right for the decision that they made. Right before that, we had Brandi Carlile with Tragedy. That is the Austin cello version, which is just so heartbreaking and intense and beautiful. And those three songs back to back, if you need to take a moment, if you need to take a breather, I don't blame you. I get it. I almost need one. And I planned that. I've been thinking about it all day, actually. And to put those three one after the other is kind of cuckoo bonkers, but I did it anyways. I'm not sorry. But we are going to just, we're going to once again switch it right on up on ya. And we're going to do a little request. This is new to me. This is Stella Lefty featuring Vincent Mason, and this is Something to Lose. If you have something that you would like to hear in the next 15 minutes of our show, of our time together, please let me know. You can go to WMFO.org and put it in the chat, or call in at 855-915-9636. Once again, this is Something to Lose by Stella Lefty. Keep it locked right here on 91.5.
I was born this way, stubborn girl with a heart untamed. If you're asking about me, but there I was, out of place, 2 a.m. in a southern state. When you found me, oh.
Something that keeps me up, drives me wild. Just one touch makes me smile. Whole day. It wasn't love I was trying to find, but I feel it
sound when you hold me. When you hold me. Summertime, dad's bad cooking, though you'd be polite. Honey, now you got a look that I don't recognize. You pulled me aside and you said, to know me is to hate me, is to hate what I've become. Is to watch me as I'm falling from that ladder's last rung. Is to feel it like a secret you can't keep, and I'm not the way I was. I'm not the way I was. Were you free breathing? Did you leave your skin? Are you tethered in your doubt? If you breathed it into this medicine that you cannot live without. Yes, you came back home like an alien and we're stuck here on the ground. Call your mom back in before the high comes down. Cause you forgot black heels in the summertime. Dirt road smoking on a Friday night. Honey, now you got a look that I don't recognize. You pulled me aside and you said, to know me is to hate me, is to hate what I've become. Is to watch me as I'm falling.
your eyes is to breathe in, to be in the good grace of this God light. Is to have it in your hands, the one thing I wanted all my life. It's all mine.
Watch the red moon climb. Sick to my stomach, can't find the ground. Stuck in a loop, watch the curtain come down. Thought it'd be over by now. Thought you would leave. Thought my senses. Wish I was stronger somehow. Wish it was easy. Somewhere I lost all my senses. I wish I knew what the end is. Watch it all pass. Mom's getting older. I'm wanting it back. Where no one is dying and no one is hurt. And I have been good to you instead of making it worse. Thought it'd be over.
Howdy, y'all. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, DJ Spud, and this has been Second Rodeo, where the tunes are hotter than a $2 pistol. We have just a few minutes left of our show today, so I'm going to let you know what you just heard. That was Lizzie McAlpine with Older. That is off of Older and Wiser, which is the extended version of the album Older, which was very fitting to me to play once again after my birthday. Getting older. Older and wiser, hopefully, question mark. But I love Lizzie McAlpine, and she actually just announced today that she's coming out with a new album in September. We will have a single on Thursday of this week. Mark your calendars. Right before that, we had Noah Kahan. That was Godlight, which is off of his 2021 album, I Was, I Am. And that is one of my favorite songs by Noah Kahan. It's so beautiful and so touching. And I love the sentiment of the song. And I mean, I guess I don't love it. It is a very personal message, it feels like, that the more someone gets to know you, that the more that they'll hate you, and they learn all these new things about you, and that fear of being known, but also wanting to be known. And I think it's just a very personal and very validating message to hear as well. I think it's not something that you hear about a lot. So I love that one. It's kind of heartbreaking and beautiful. And right before that, we had Stella Lefty with Something to Lose, that was featuring Vincent Mason. And I actually just finished reading the book Daisy Jones and the Six. I'm a little bit behind in the times, but there was a part in the book where one of the writers talks about people love when you make them sad, but you have to leave them on a happy note. And so with that in mind, we're going to go out with a little Dixie Chicks or the Chicks, whichever one is good. I love them. And that's Dixie Chicks is on that album cover that this is off, Wide Open Spaces. And this one is There's Your Trouble. I hope to see you in 2 weeks. We will be back same time, same place, 7 to 8 p.m. every other Monday. Second Rodeo with yours truly, DJ Spud. Hope to see you then. Have a lovely week. Here is the Chicks with There's Your Trouble.